Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. You have reached America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young, your host, speaking. If you want to call in, the dial-in number is 858-769-4936. And then you press 1 if you want to be a part of the broadcast tonight. Right now, this is Paulette Young, your host, speaking. And we also have Selena Lindsay on the line, and she will be talking also about this hot topic, mattress caused Sid's death. Is that possible? Are crib mattress toxic? What is your baby sleeping on? Most babies sleep more than 14 hours a day. There should be concern about the mattress the baby is sleeping on, along with playpens and strollers and those type of things also. Is it possible crib deaths are caused by the toxic material the infant is sleeping on? Join us tonight, again, America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young, your host, and we're going to be talking about crib death along with the materials that the infant is sleeping on. So you can join in again. The number is 858-769-4936. We have Selena Lindsay on the line, and Selena, why don't you take about 1 minute just to say a few things about yourself. Go ahead.
Okay, one of the first ones that I'd like to talk about, though, is basically what I kind of do is I'm an entrepreneur, and I try to do a little bit of a few good things in the world by working with a number of nonprofits, and one of the ones I'd like to talk about tonight is At Ease, which primarily deals with working with veterans. If any of you would like to donate or you'd like to talk to somebody about what all we really do there, please call Dinah Smart at area code 619-867-5639. And a one that I work with quite often, and I am on the board of directors there, is Sowing Seeds for Life, which you can go to the internet and see all the different kinds of things that we do there. All one word, sowingseedsforlife.org.
All right. Thank you. And Selena does a whole lot more. We'll mention that at the towards the end of the program. Okay. We're talking about the material that's in the mattress. One of the things is the polyvinyl chloride. We had mentioned that some time ago also, and it's known to be a toxic plastic. And so what is all the fuss? I want to take us back to where another broadcast we talked about this, Dr. David Davis, and he mentioned something about dancing cats comes from an epidemic that occurred in Manipata, Japan, following World War II. And this one was on villagers in a community. Notice cats seemed to be dancing. They reported to local newspapers. Soon afterwards, infants began to have seizures. Older people began to have abnormal vision, hearing, and numbness and tingling. The above signs, that's the sign of methylmercury poisoning. The term dancing cats came from environmental poisoning. And what was happening at that time, it was from polyvinyl chloride manufacturing site. And again, we have gloves that's made of that too. But it's one of the most toxic plastic known to humans and causes cancer, according to the World Health Organization, International Agency for Research on Cancer. First it affected cats, then it was spread to humans. Infants had seizures, older people, vision loss, and other things happening. This information was covered up for over 20 years. Neither manufacturers, Japanese Medical Association, or doctors worked for the company would reveal to the villagers they were being poisoned by the fish they were eating at that time. Children were being surrounded. Today we know that children, along with ourselves, were surrounded by toxins. Many of these babies died in this first year, in their first year, by a disease we call SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, or we call it crib death. But PVC, that's the polyvinyl chloride, baby's mattress, can this be the link to SIDS? Okay, right now we know for a fact New Zealand has done studies for the last two decades. That means 20 years. They found in 200,000 babies, they had, what they began to do is pay attention to the material in the mattresses, and they would cover those mattresses so the baby couldn't inhale the toxins or the chemicals that were in the mattress. Out of 200,000 cases, there were no SIDS deaths, zero, along with placing them on their backs. And so if New Zealand had a success rate, what is that telling all the rest of the world? Do we need more studies? The answer is no. We need to follow their lead and maybe either get rid of all those mattresses or at least begin to cover them up so the baby doesn't have to inhale the toxic chemicals that's in it. But are we going to do that? Is the public aware of these things or the findings that are out there from another country? Normally, the United States takes 5 years to do their studies. Should we lose another baby because we're waiting on studies? And we, I don't know if it's we don't believe what another country has done or where the real problem is. I know money's involved. Anytime I talk to a physician, they'll always say, you know, Paulette, it goes back to the money. And that's unfortunate because who would want to lose a baby? No one, especially if a country has proven a way to for this not to be a problem. That's, to me, that's a tragic. What do you think, Selena?
Well, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. When the studies are basically conclusive, and not only are they conclusive, it's 100%. Mm-hmm. No babies have died from SIDS once they made the change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's absolute. So in our country, it means that we need to at least stand up and pay attention and at least try. If that's all they did and there are no more baby deaths, and statistically in our country, these are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
We have, for babies which are between 1 month and 4 months, and also more African-American babies are more subject to dying from SIDS by at least twice as much, I think we need to pay attention.
Yes, with the amount of babies that even they're in daycares and preschools, and they die from SIDS.
Absolutely.
And why aren't we in this country paying attention to the material, the toxic material that's in these mattresses, and doing something about it? Why have the last 20 years that New Zealand has done something about it and had a total success rate? 200,000 babies and no SIDS deaths? All because they made a change? What are we waiting for here in the United States? What are we waiting for?
Well, some of the changes that we did make are some of the things that we originally thought causes this problem. It just almost leads to silliness, because one of the things that they came up that they said caused this was abnormalities in the brain. Which, of course, if you're going to use that material, yeah, you're going to have abnormalities in the brain. some of the other things that came up was a respiratory infection or low birth weight. And they did come up with some small changes, which you previously mentioned, which was make sure that, you know, the baby is sleeping on his back. You know, don't leave the baby face down in the mattress, because obviously a child that's that small can't turn itself over, and to make sure that the mattress is not very soft.
Mm-hmm.
well, some of those things in this day and time, it's not going to be very soft because it's probably your thing.
Right.
You know, and obviously in New Zealand, again, they found the problem 100%. It also leads, in my mind, some questioning because, you know, they skipped all over the place and they said, well, okay, possibly, you know, when, and they tried it, you know, breastfeeding lowered the rate. They did find out that when you overheat a baby, it seemed to lend to the fact that, you know, some were passing away from that. Some of the other things that they recommend, not giving a baby honey, which can lead to botulism and bacteria, which they thought might cause SIDS. But the bottom line is, I believe New Zealand has found it. That's
yes,
the answer.
I mean, 200,000 babies and no crib death. And then even here, they said there's an article, okay, listen, it's only several scientists that said they believe these gases are being released from the crib mattress and that by the baby sleeping on them and that they felt that it's one of the things that may be causing crib's death or SIDS. But the problem is here they said we haven't proven it yet, but nor have anybody disproved it either. And they said we need more research. I want to say, hell no. Let's look at what New Zealand did. Let's do something here and not wait for more studies. Why don't we just copy what they did and, you know, at least alert the public that, you know, these things these mattresses may be, you know, hazardous to the baby's health. We have our rules here that, you know, they have to have mattresses that can't catch fire and things like that, but nobody's paid attention to, yeah, we have that, what was it called, PBDEs, and that's a chemical that was in it, and yet it's that's been banned. That's one of the retardant materials. But what they did, and it's been banned here in California. California cannot use PBDEs. It's P, B as in boy, D as in dog, E's in the mattresses. Cannot. Not at all. And it is but the mattresses still have to meet government standards, as you know, for the mattress not to be where they can catch fire so easily. But some of the substitute things that they use, it's found that it changes the DNA of people that are exposed to it, and it's listed as a carcinogenic. The World Health Organization, why can't we at least pay attention to them? They have a lot of credibility. And they're saying that these things are, you know, causing cancer. And a week ago we did one on cancer in children. And now we have something they sleep on versus the food. Then it's the material that they sleep on or have to inhale this stuff. No wonder there's an increase in the numbers of children dying either of SIDS or cancer because of all these chemicals. So what can we do about it? They've gone to having things that are organic, but even that you have to pay attention to. There's a program called the National Organic Program, and that was produced for producing and processing aquaculture products to be sold as organic in the United States. But in order to meet these standards, what they've done is they fix it where you have to have a certificate or have an organic, be organic certified. And even with all of that, you still can end up with the toxic mattresses. So that's why New Zealand, what they did different was they cover the mattresses. So even with them switching to something that was more safe, they still covered those mattresses with material that would not cause the child to die or have, you know, end up with Sid's death. And that's pretty much what we need to do. We need to follow their lead. We need to look at everything they did to keep 200,000 babies and end up with no Sid's death or crib death. To me, that's like a miracle. We need to do the same thing. And what they call it surface material covering of the mattresses, along with using mattresses that were either they had low density or a lesser amount of the toxic stuff in it. So we need to follow that lead in order for us to prevent babies from dying or dying of SIDS death, because that's a horrible thing for a mother to, or father or a loved one or a caretaker to have to wake up to or go back to the room and see the baby's dead. I can't even imagine. They already have a weak immune system. And why aren't we doing something about this, since you already have a country that's proven that this stuff is toxic? You know, why?
I think you touched on the why. The why is crystal clear. It's called money. Can you imagine all of the manufacturers would have to literally take their product and get rid of it? But to me, that's a small price. In the United States, it's obviously related to that. But again, obviously, we have the same thing going on with cars, with brakes, with components and parts, and immediately they do something. And so a child is not worth it. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Mm. Yes, it is.
That they refuse to conform.
Now, one of the materials that New Zealand used was organic cotton. They filled the mattress itself with it because it's natural. They said it was non-toxic. It's firm and, you know, the baby can breathe. It's not releasing the gas, and it doesn't burst into flames either. So that's one of the things that they did different. You have other things like wool, but that can be that can still present a problem, you know, with the dust mites, and if moisture gets into the wool and stuff like that, you can end up with another problem. But still,
your baby,
you don't end up with as many SIDS death when you use other materials. There are materials, and they've known for quite some time. But this, I would advise people to do cover the mattresses, since it worked for, and cover it with, you know, something that's non-toxic. So that, and continue to place the baby on their backs, because they believe with the babies being face down. Remember in the old days, we're raising our kids, how they were putting them on their stomachs, but then your face is close to the mattress itself. Where if they're laid on their backs, they stood a better chance. But I'm just totally upset that the material, the reports are in from another country, and it shouldn't take too long for us to begin to suggest these things to the public. Cover the mattress. What's wrong with that? How about just covering that crazy mattress instead of leaving it open? Now, there is a thing that's called All Nature Pedic Baby crib mattresses, and it's certified by the ones that are, you know, making the mattresses for not they're not actually making the mattresses, but it is a certified mattress, and it's known to be still young. There's no flame retardant in it, so that's not a problem. And there's less chemicals, and the parents who do not want the waterproof plastic covering, they said use the Naturepedic because it offers a non-waterproof quilted organic cotton crib mattress. And the biggest thing is it is certified, and they've had good results with that one. We have to look at not just the crib mattresses. You got to look at the bassinets, those cradles, those portable cribs. All of those are factor. And they've had babies here in the United States die from crib deaths. You come back to the playpen, they're dead. And they'll just say, I used to always wonder, it's always unexplainable. We don't know, it just happened. No, it didn't. The environment is part of the problem. And it's probably been the problem for centuries. And we haven't done anything about it, but thank God New Zealand did.
I think definitely in history, if we look back in history, way back during World War II, which, again, we go back 50 years, this was virtually unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So what changed? What changed was the way we manufacture that mattress.
Yeah, the environment. The environment you're placing the baby in is what changed. And until we get it or accept it, or people take things into their own hands. If it's your baby, you need to listen to this broadcast and do something about it. Don't just take it for granted that it's, you know, that what we're talking about is not real, because it is. It's a real problem here in the United States. No baby should die. I know they've told us that you shouldn't place them on your mattress. Now I can see why. Our mattress is bigger and even more polluted. We spent all that money on a polluted mattress. Now, what is that all about? You know, we don't even know that what we sleep on, because it has the, you know, chemicals in it that's still accepted here. Because how can you ban polyvinyl chloride? I mean, how can you ban it? It's in everything. And as you said on a previous broadcast, there's so much plastic.
Well, look at your house. If you look around your home,
uh-huh.
almost everything in it is no longer made out of anything real. It's made out of plastic.
Right.
And it's just so many products, your chair, your shower curtain, yeah, what your television sits on. Look at your television. It's not in wood anymore. It's in plastic.
Right.
The DVD player. Everything. Most of your microwave, your stove, everything is made out of that stuff. Everything you practically sit on. Most people that have a so-called sofa, and supposedly it's supposed to be leather or whatever, that's what they call it, but it's really polyurethane.
And even look at your cell phones. You got plastic all around your cell phone. How are you going to get, you know, away from it? I guess don't use some of these things. Stay off the cell phone for a while. Our regular phones, you remember back in the day, I'm not quite sure, you know, the old rotary phones and stuff like that, what type of plastic that was made out of. I didn't hear any, but we didn't have all the problems we have today. We didn't have an increase in cancer, especially in children. That should be an alarming concern to everybody.
Well, at least they begin to do something with the shopping bags. Now you can't get them in the supermarket.
No. If you get them, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, because they're admitting they can't even destroy
the plastic bags.
Yeah, well, they're having a problem at the dump site because the doggone thing is creating so many chemical problems when it burns.
Yeah, and so much of that plastic is ending up in our oceans and rivers, and then the animals in the waters are dying or choking, and we're destroying those. So they did have to do something, and they did. And then, okay, I know you mentioned your pet peeve was now they get rid of the plastic, then now they want to chop down the trees for wood or for, mm-hmm. I mean, for paper, and then you're still going to end up, you know, do you get rid of all your trees and create another problem? I think there just has to be a balance. But this polyvinyl chloride, the babies need to be protected. They really do. We can't just ignore this. You know, a mother doesn't carry the baby for 9 months, and then she has to worry about, is my baby going to be alive the next day? Because they told us that we weren't sure what's causing Sid's death. It just happens. No, it didn't. It didn't just happen. There was an explanation, as you mentioned earlier, that money's involved. You're talking about probably not just billions, trillions of dollars involved, because this is not a United States problem. It is a world problem. It's all over the world. So, but if New Zealand was able to conquer and reduce or get rid of Sid's death in the last 20 years, then all the rest of us need to follow that and not take it for granted. What do you think about that? Should we keep saying it's a money issue, or should we, you know, want to preserve human life?
We have to step forward. We have to do something about it. We have to start in our homes. We have to pay attention. We have to take note especially, I think minorities really need to pay attention, because when statistics tell us that more boys than girls die from SIDS, and mm-hmm. that more African Americans, it's twice as many per 100,000. This is no joke. It is a very prevalent thing, and the numbers are steadily increasing. They're not going down. And so now we have the fact bag is in. New Zealand did it. They reduced it to zero. What's wrong with us?
Yes, we need to do something. And on a previous broadcast, we had mentioned that it's like things are repeating itself. There was a doctor by the name of Richardson in 1989. He thought he was actually repeating the research done in 1891 by a person called Garcia, who was a famous chemist. But instead, Richardson was finding what you call antimony. Let me spell it: antimony. And what happened is they had this wallpaper that had a substance in it, and these babies, anybody that bought that wallpaper, their babies died. But why did they die? They died because of the chemical that was in the wallpaper. And so the same thing, why are the babies dying of SIDS? Yeah, they're dying because of the chemical that's in the mattress. We've been on the air talking about the chemicals in the mattresses. You've been speaking to Selena Lindsay. We'll be back on the air next Monday with another. We're going to follow up on this on some of the substance in the mattresses and come up with numbers for you. What's happening? Let's compare the United States with the other countries when it comes to Sid's death. Is it more dominant here versus Zealand, or and why? And as we've already mentioned, New Zealand has already taken steps in the last 20 years to preserve their baby's life. So we'll be on the air again with another top topic. This is America Health Crisis. Paulette Young speaking. and Selena Lindsay.
All at Orange Range. Good night.
All right.